The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday and welcome to The Early Edge. I already see the chat is absolutely hopping with Matt, David D, Mark Hood, Nick Castrucci, Kylie Reynolds, among many others. Hit the like button if you could. Let's jump into this Monday, but before we get into the stars of the show and their picks, let's take a look at what we did on Saturday. Way too many X's here, but good news, the Saturday edition's actually been quite hot. This was sort of a bounce backward show for them, but I believe they were 5-1 on the 2 previous iterations of Saturday. So we'll get a loss here and there. Thankfully, Bucket's coming through with the green check mark, and maybe, just maybe, Buckets will come through again with a couple of green check marks because he's on today's show, and we've got Proppy on today's show, and we've got one of everyone's favorite baseball cappers, A-Mags, on the show. A-Mags, I got to start with you right off the bat because I'm not fully zoomed in. I can't appreciate the hat that you're wearing. What is that hat you're wearing today?
This is the, I believe it's the Blue Jays minor league team, the Buffalo Bisons. So just like the hat, it's a if you could see, it's a bison sliding into a base.
So. Wow. All right. Must be a Blue Jays pick today. Maybe not, but Proppy, let me go to you because I don't want to tease your pick necessarily, but there's some synchronicity between me and you today because you're targeting kind of like an overprop on a pitcher that I kind of like today as well. Did you notice that in the rundown?
I did not notice that, but that's music to my ears, Sia. It's great to see you. Great to see my buddy A-Mags. Great to see my neighbor up above me, Buckets, who's been sprinkling fairy dust on me all morning. I've been having to wipe it off, but I'm fired up. I've got a baseball pick and an NBA playoff pick as well, Sia.
See, for those of you that think we're just messing around when we say we don't collaborate or see our picks before the show, I'm the host, so I'm going to see picks at least 5 minutes before the show, and that's when I saw Proppy's pick. But that's not just an act. That's like actually something we do. We're trying to be as independent as possible when we come to this show with our picks. Speaking of independence, Buckets, I got to ask you, because you moved, you needed to get your cabinet kind of full. Are any P.O. box items coming in at this point, or has everybody kind of just kind of laid off because of that flood that you got on the front end?
It's dried up a little bit, but I did get one very special one that I'm now realizing is not in view of the camera, so I'll have to switch that. But okay. Somebody sent me – I know that I do a show with Ian Paul Joy, who's on the Galazzo Network. We do a show together. And someone sent us a digital art piece of us two for our intro of our show that was framed, which I think is super sick. But that's been the newest addition so far.
That is so cool.
Is really, really cool. Wow. Do you want to give a shout-out to that person, or you're not even sure who it was?
I will give a shout out to that person. It was Ian's wife sent it, so kept in the family, but still super sick.
Props to Ian's wife. That is excellent. All right, Buckets, you know, I'm going to kick it right back to you. We're 3 minutes in. It's about time we give our official picks. I'm hoping nothing falls in the middle of your pick here, but you've got 2 picks for us. What are they?
So this is a bit maybe controversial, but one of my favorite ways to bet soccer is betting on matches where I have no freaking clue who's going to win. I like finding the matchups where I say both of these teams are capable of scoring 2 or 3 or 4 goals. And that's exactly what I'm doing this afternoon in the EPL. I'm looking at the big match between Crystal Palace hosting Manchester United, and I have no clue who's going to win. Man United on paper is the better team, but Man United is also well, Man United this season, so you don't want to keep them in too high of regard. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace, a middle-of-the-pack club, always middle-of-the-pack, but they're playing so stinking good right now, and neither of these clubs really has that much to play for. Technically, Man United could get a top-five finish here, but it would have to be a hell of a run in these last couple games. So what I'm doing is betting the exact same thing for both teams. I'm taking Crystal Palace over 1.5 team total at minus 125 and Manchester United over 1.5 team total also at minus 105 for that one. I think this game could end in a 2-2 draw. I think it could be 3-2 Crystal Palace. I think it could be 8-5 Manchester United. I have no idea who's going to win this game. But if you look at Man U's form right now, 4-2 against Sheffield, 2-2 against Bournemouth, 2-2 against Liverpool, 4-3 against Chelsea, 3-3 against Coventry in the FA Cup semifinals. This is a team that does not play defense, but they go for goals here, Sia. I don't care who wins. Just give me goals in this one.
All right. And we need goals. We're looking for overs. We're looking for excitement. And by the way, there's a lot of picks in the chat as well. Bradley Jacobs, of course, you've got some soccer picks in there. I saw Big Cheesy with some baseball picks. Plenty of picks in the chat. Please keep putting them in and please keep hitting the like button. By the way, we're going to move from soccer. I saw some basketball. I think I might have seen a hockey pick in there too. I also saw Danny Brasco in there. So ask him anything you want. But I've got some sports line picks. Let's start in the NBA. T-Wolves at the Nuggets. We're going with a prop here. I get the thumbs up from Proppy. We're taking Jamal Murray under 22.5 points. And Proppy, do you have anything extra on that? I was going to ask you, again, this is a sports line pick. I was going to ask you, just Jamal Murray looks like that calf issue might be a thing, but maybe I'm reading into it. What are your thoughts on Jamal Murray or this under or this game?
I actually like that fade quite a bit. I've been considering going with this exact spot. As you mentioned, Sia, Jamal Murray appears to be operating at less than 100%, but really a credit to Minnesota's defense, specifically N'Keal Walker, Alexander Walker, who has been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, all of the Timberwolves play great defense, but he is one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. He also is a big reason why I believe that Minnesota will win this series. They have just much better depth than the Denver Nuggets, who are really struggling to find anything, any sort of production outside of their really top four starters. Then we look at a team like Minnesota, who is just loaded, who play a 7 or 8 man rotation, and all of them are capable of chipping in. So yeah, I absolutely love what they're getting from Walker off the bench. He has been a thorn in Jamal Murray's side, basically picking him up full court since getting back to the regular season. He has been checking Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray has historically really struggled in this matchup against Minnesota. So absolutely love this spot, and I think Denver wins tonight, but I love Minnesota's chances of winning this series.
Yeah, I remember a couple of weeks ago, a really smart person on this show said something about the Minnesota Timberwolves having a shot at winning it all, or at least winning the Western Conference. Can't remember who that was. By the way, Buckets just ran to make that bet, and he's probably running to make this next bet as well in the NHL in Florida, where I moved from, the Florida Panthers, the Bruins. We've got Florida Moneyline minus 170. Listen, this juice is rich. You do with it what you want in terms of betting it straight up or including it in a Moneyline parlay or what have you. But I do like the Panthers in this series. I think their series price is actually close to minus 200. So I'm not sure I'm betting that, but we got the Panthers on Sportsline minus 170. And by the way, if you want to run and bet this like Buckets just did, you can go to BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to my pick. We got to get to AMAG's pick, which is coming up next. We got to get to Proppy's pick. But before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we are back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM and AMAGS. We're going to you next for a baseball pick. We're going to have at least a few baseball picks the rest of the way on this show. You're going to kick us off. What you got today?
All right, see ya. And I hate to disappoint you, but it is not a Blue Jays pick, actually.
Darn it.
I just like the hat, and really I didn't have a Phillies hat to throw on today. But I am going with a Phillies pick. When I saw that early game, 4 o'clock, was the same two teams that played the 7 o'clock game last night, I was like, you know, this is a bit intriguing. It's a little wraparound series, 4 games. Phillies won the first 3 games, so you see that minus 200 on the money line. I was like, I can't bet that, but I really do think the Phillies take it here. So I'm going to take a little shot on our guy, Zach Wheeler. We've already hit this play a few times this year. Zach Wheeler to record the win, had a minus 105 a little bit earlier. I would still play it up to about like minus 125 even. And I think when you look at the Philly team, like I said, that minus 200, minus 210, minus 220 even on that money line, I don't want to touch that. It's just too heavy. The Giants do have some of their better relievers available. I mean, they had to cover a ton of innings behind Keaton Wynn a couple nights ago when they got absolutely blown out. But it wasn't many of their top relievers, right? You still have Camilo Doval. It hasn't worked in a few days. You have Taylor Rogers, whichever brother it is. He hasn't worked in a few days. So I think that there might be a little bit of an issue there. So that's why I'm like, you know what? Let's take the minus 105. We'll play behind Zach Wheeler. Only 5 innings last time for Wheeler, but he's been really good this year. He's gone over 100 pitches, I think like 6 straight starts now. He really has been getting deeper into most of these games. Last time was a little bit of an anomaly, had to pitch around a bit of trouble. So I think we got to back Wheeler, and especially against Mason Black on the other side. Look, making his debut, and some of those numbers are sparkling at AAA, I have to say. Some of the numbers look really good for him. I almost lean like over the 4.5 strikeouts at plus money, but the guy's only thrown 70 pitches every time he goes out there. So it's a little bit tough to back a guy that doesn't have a ton of run, really. And, you know, 4 innings, he could very easily be done here, put some work on that bullpen's back, and then all of a sudden you kind of get the ball rolling. So I think with the Phillies bats and the way that they've been going, Black on the other side, he's got an xFIP over 4, too. So I think he probably regresses at some point. Now he faces major league hitters. The Giants lost Sable yesterday. They got no catchers. So I think it's just a tough time for them. They go into Colorado after this. So I could see a sweep here by the Phillies. And I think Zach Wheeler record the win is the way to go instead of the money line.
All right. I like the Zach Wheeler to record a win. I mean, I do think that's the right way to attack it, to get that juice down. Hey, Proppy, I got a question for you, because there was a comment in the chat from Sean Betty. He says Denver minus 5.5 tonight. Seems like such a sucker bet, I think he's trying to say, but they got to be tough at home, right? And my question isn't necessarily that, but it can be. Denver's minus 5.5. The Knicks are minus 6. I think a lot of people go into those two games thinking, I kind of like the favorites. Denver to bounce back, and the Knicks just are better than the Indiana Pacers. I know you're not betting sides tonight. I know you're just going to be on the prop streets. But if you were going to choose a lean one way or the other in these basketball games from a side standpoint, would it be the Knicks minus 6, the Nuggets minus 5.5, or would you flip it and go with one of the dogs?
I like the Knicks personally. I think there's a big contrast in styles between the Knicks and the Pacers. And I don't think the way the Pacers play will translate to this series against the Knicks. They're polar opposites of each other. Indiana likes to get out and run and attack teams in transition. The Knicks have an elite defense. They like to muck things up, play a really slow pace, grind their opponents. I don't think they're going to catch the New York Knicks off guard the way that Indiana was able to capitalize against a really bad Milwaukee Bucks defense. So I see this being a pretty significant mismatch between the Knicks and the Pacers. I think they're in for a rude awakening. I think the Knicks roll personally. As far as Minnesota and Denver, I do favor Denver. It's really hard to beat Denver twice in a row, especially in Denver. But I'm not sure I favor them to win by 6. I think, three possessions is a lot with how well this Timberwolves defense has been playing. Anthony Edwards' ascension into superstar status absolutely is happening before our very eyes. So I'm more confident in the Knicks. If I had a lean in Denver, Minnesota, it's a lean towards Denver covering because I do think they'll be motivated. But this Minnesota team is for real. I think three possessions is a lot personally.
Hey, Mags, I saw you vigorously nodding your head in agreement with Proppy when he was on the Knicks. And for the record, I want to be on the Knicks too. It was almost an additional official play for me today. I don't know why I didn't get there. It did seem almost a little trappy because I don't think Indiana's good, frankly. I mean, I just don't think they're the caliber of some of these Eastern Conference teams. What say you on this Knicks game?
Hey, see, I will ride with the Knicks. You know, as a New Yorker here, I've been watching the last few games, and I got to say, it's been pretty impressive, like the team effort. I know Jalen Brunson is really like a stud player, right? But the team effort when you have DiVincenzo and Hart. I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein, and I believe that's first name, right? Hartenstein, he has been amazing on the boards. Just like he'll tap it back to them. He doesn't care. He's so gritty. He's a grinder. I like the way the team looks as a team instead of just, you know, that one player in Brunson.
Amex brought up Isaiah Hartenstein, who's playing phenomenal basketball. You can get him at 15-1 odds to lead the series in rebounding, which is a bet I like quite a bit.
15-1. Oh, that's impressive. Real quick to close shop on those comments about the New York Knicks and buckets. I'm sure you have commentary on the Knicks too, but we're going to, unless you want to interrupt, I'm going to move forward to my pick here. This is like an old school Big East team, this Knicks team. And we see it with Josh Hart, of course, and Jalen Brunson. But we see with Hartenstein, too, like this and Thibodeau, like this is an old school, like early 2000s, late 90s Big East team. And they're just going to bring it. I don't know that the Pacers have that in them, certainly not to win this series, but maybe not to cover the spread tonight. Buckets, you have anything before I move on to my baseball pick?
I'm Pacers all the way. That's all I'll say.
Oh, that's right. That makes sense. All right. Well, I'm not super worried about that pick, but fair enough. We got somebody on the Pacer side. If you're on the Pacer side, let us know in the chat. First five, see you indeed, Yana. I'm going first five, and maybe Proppy might like this one. I don't want to speak for him because he might not like this one, but he has a somewhat correlated bet. I'm on the Mets first five money line here. I think the wrong team is favored. Obviously, the Mets going to be not favored when they're minus 102, playing the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, they do have to travel. It is a travel day, and I do think that matters a little bit on a sleepy Monday, but this Mets team, I love the pitching matchup. Sean Manea, who, let's be honest, he's been good, not necessarily great. He's had some control issues, but it's Kyle Gibson on the other side. Most people don't know this. Kyle Gibson, 59 years of age. True story. Look it up. No, he's 35, but the point is Kyle Gibson, I just don't think is a very good pitcher in spite of the fact that his ERA is actually respectable. You look at his expected ERA, you look at his barrel rate, hard hit rate, it's not very good. And I think this Mets team is really going to take advantage of him. I think we're going to see some regression. I think Manea is going to be just fine. He might lose a couple people with a walk here or there, but I do think he limits the runs. especially against a St. Louis Cardinals team that just can't hit righties or lefties. Mets, on the other hand, starting to heat up a little bit. So give me the Mets first five money line minus 102. Again, I think the wrong team is favored. I think this should be Mets first five minus 120. So we're getting a nice price here on this pick. All right. Proppy, I mentioned, I teased that you and I might have some synchronicity. I was just trying to pronounce that word effectively. I was trying to get that word out without any hiccups. I've said it twice now. I'm 2 for 2. You're trying to go 2 for 2. What are the picks today?
Well, I'm impressed, Sia. And yeah, I'm with you on the Mets. I like that spot that you're backing for sure, Sia. And you mentioned it's a slightly correlated play. I'm going to back the aforementioned Mets starting pitcher, Sean Manaea. I like him to go over 4.5 strikeouts. Manaea is a guy I typically fade if you've been following me. Oftentimes, yeah, I like fading him because, as Sia mentioned, he has had some control issues in the past, but he's having a really solid start to the season and he's pitched well. The strikeout metrics are certainly encouraging as well. I think you could make a solid argument that he's actually running cold and he is due for some positive regression in that category. He's been in the league 7 years. This is the second highest whiff rate that he has posted since being in the league, and his K rate, I believe, is the second lowest it's been. So I certainly think that he's due for some positive regression in the strikeout category. I don't think the St. Louis Cardinals are really a matchup to fear either. So like the spot for Manaea, especially getting a pretty good price around even money to go over 4.5 strikeouts today. And then going to the hardwood, I'm going to fade former New York Knick, current Indiana Pacer, Obi Toppin. I'm going under 1.5 made threes. This is just a huge number for Toppin. He averaged 1.2 made three-pointers in the regular season where he was playing more minutes. This is very inflated due to this Milwaukee series. Milwaukee's terrible defensively. Toppin was a big factor for Indiana, played a lot of minutes off the bench. I do not see that being the case in this series against the Knicks, who are their defense is in a different stratosphere compared to the Milwaukee Bucks. They also play at a much slower pace, and I believe they're going to dictate the pace. So this game is going to be a low-scoring environment with minimal possessions, and I don't anticipate Toppin playing nearly as much as he played in that previous series against the Bucks. He made 3 three-pointers in the closeout game, played over 25 minutes. Not going to be the case, very unlikely to be the case, I should say, against the New York Knicks. So I think this is a great spot to fade him under 1.5 made threes.
Yeah, I like this one quite a bit. And let me ask you something on a different series, Proppy, real quick. Taylor DeHart asks, do the Cavs get a win in the Boston series? So I want to answer that first. I think they get a couple of wins in the Boston series. I think Boston is a fallible team. And I don't think Cleveland's necessarily a great team, but I think Cavs might win a couple at home. What are your thoughts on that series real quick?
Yeah, I think the loss of Kristaps Porzingis, if Jarrett Allen manages to play the majority of this series, will be felt. That's a huge loss for Boston. Didn't really matter in that first opening round series because there was just a massive talent differential between that iteration of the Heat and Boston. But it'll show up against Cleveland for sure if Allen is out there. And Donovan Mitchell is playing great basketball at the moment. He'll have some 40-point games, very likely captain a win or two. So, yeah, I agree with this Boston team being somewhat vulnerable. I like Cleveland to win a game or two for sure.
Amex, go ahead.
So, real quick, it's not in the NBA, but I did want to at least give a couple of shout-outs from the chat here before we wrapped up. I didn't want to miss him. First off, Rick just keeps in the chat saying he's going to Wrigley today. He's so excited to bet these at the DK Sportsbook there or whatever. So shout out to him. That sounds like an awesome day. Awesome, awesome day. But I did see a couple of things in here about Justin Steele over 4.5 strikeouts. Just be careful with Steele, Buehler. Look, we're getting these guys back, these big pitchers. We're excited to get them back off the IL. But I think Steele only threw about 60 pitches in that rehab start. Like, don't go super heavy on these guys right when they're coming back that first start off injury. Give them a little bit of time to work their pitch count up. So 4.5, yes, it is a bit of a lower number, especially at plus money, but I personally just don't want to bet on him after 60 pitches last time.
And for the record, that's great advice, regardless if you're taking that pick. When guys coming back, obviously the pitch count going to be lower. Those are things that some people forget when they're looking at a line. Keep that in mind for not just this play, but all of the plays coming up. It's a long baseball season in buckets. It's a long playoff season, long enough for you to put a prop into the chat. Can you please, just for anybody not looking at the chat before we get to the recap screen, what's the prop you put out there on the Pacers-Knicks game?
Well, you guys know that I'm a lifelong Pacers fan and a fan of the National Basketball Association, which was established. But listen, all I'm saying is, Jake, I want you to get ready to clip this, because when I hit this plus 425 tonight, I want to make sure that it's on all Sportsline socials. I'm taking Halliburton to make the first field goal for the Pacers at plus 425. Do I know who Halliburton is? Not necessarily. Does that mean the bet won't hit? Not necessarily. I'm just saying at 425, Sia, it's got a shot.
Buckets, just so you know, a field goal isn't kicking it through the uprights. It's making a basket, just to clarify. Amex, okay. Go ahead.
Is that first in the game or first for the Pacers?
First for the Pacers. If you want to go first in the game, Pacers, it's plus 1,250.
Gotcha.
I actually don't hate the play as the first basket for the Pacers. I'm just throwing it out there. Throw me on the clip too, Sportsline. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. All right, we got Buckets, Crystal Palace team total over 1.5, and Man United team total over 1.5 at minus 125 and minus 105, respectively. Mets, first five money line at minus 102. Wrong team favored there, in my opinion. Zach Wheeler from AMAGS to record a win at minus 105. Prop is on Sean Manea over 4.5 Ks at minus 105, and Obi Toppin under 1.5 three-pointers at minus 125. The sports line picks: Panthers at home against the Bruins, money line, minus 170, and Jamal Murray under 22.5 points at minus 119. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Matt and Big Cheesy say, hey, that's going to hit on the Tyrese Halliburton prop. And Brandon Silva says, good luck today, fam. And so does Danny Brasco. That is what I want to see. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the chat. We're going to have a great day today. Positive mindset, cash some tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Early Edge with a whole nother set of picks. On behalf of Buckets, Prop Stars, AMAGS, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and threes and fours, this is the Early Edge. I am the counselor. We rest our case.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.